from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back to 95.7 The Game. It's Mark, Randy, and Evan Giddings with you. No, nothing is official yet. In fact, it can't become official until we begin July anyway and free agency opens. But latest report from Anthony Slater of The Athletic. Quote, I'm going to read the first paragraph here. Quote, Klay Thompson isn't currently mulling a shorter than desired offer from the Golden State Warriors. Despite a wide open negotiation window, there isn't a 1-year, 2-year, or 3-year deal on the table because nothing is currently on the table, according to league sources. There has been no productive discussions between the Warriors and Thompson or his representatives. Talks are essentially frozen, with free agency now less than 10 days away. Thompson's exit from the only franchise he has ever known feels closer and more probable than ever before. End quote. That's Anthony Slater of The Athletic about a half hour ago, and we've been reacting to it here on 95.7 The Game, and we will for the next hour. Again, it's Mark Randy and Evan Giddings with you. If you want to join the show, tell us what you think about Klay. Are you surprised the Warriors reportedly haven't even made Klay an offer? And does this seem to you that maybe a bigger move is potentially in the works? If so, who is that bigger move? Who is that bigger player the Warriors are trying to go out and get? 888-957-9570. That's the number to call and the Xfinity mobile text line. And Evan, as we're sorting through this report and we're trying to figure out exactly what it all means, you were on top of it. You think that this means there is a potential big move that the Warriors are trying to position themselves to make. And after thinking about it a little bit more and reading more from Anthony Slater, I tend to agree. Now, who knows if that move is going to happen and who knows even what that move is, but it does seem relatively clear they are trying to position themselves to have the ability to do something. All it takes is a different team or a different player to say yes, and they are setting themselves up to make something like that happen.
Yeah, I think two things that I take away from it. Number one, the Warriors are very afraid, and it is real, the ramifications of the second apron. So that's number one, which they are currently below only because Klay Thompson is not locked in for about $25 to $26 million.
That would put them over.
That would put them over. Right now they're at 174 with Chris Paul and Kevon Looney on the roster. I think that Chris Paul is the contract that they're trying to use for really the bigger takeaway from the story, which is the Warriors are trying to go big game hunting. The Warriors are trying to get 150-pound tuna. They're trying to get a marlin. They're trying to get a big fish this offseason. And that is what I take away when I hear that they haven't even discussed a contract length, dollar figures, any of that with a 4-time champion who's been here for over a decade, because they're focused on bigger and better in trying to improve this roster from a place that was a non-playoff team to a team that can go back and potentially contend next season. So Klay Thompson right now might fit into those plans, but he's not the priority. And in fact, he might not be one of the second or third dominoes that they're looking at knocking over right now, because the first domino is GP2. He opts in. The second domino that appears in a couple days is going to be Kevon Looney. And then they have a few more days until what they have to do with Chris Paul's contract. That's the contract I think they're trying to use to acquire this big fish. And Klay Thompson, it seems like, is just going to have to sit and wait. And if he really, really wants to go out and try and find big money for himself, it doesn't appear like it's going to be in Golden State, and I don't think he's going to sign anytime soon, because I do think he does want to be a Warrior, but right now it doesn't feel like the Warriors are really prioritizing and wanting him.
Yeah, there's a handful of big dates here. So Kevon Looney's $8 million contract guarantees on Monday. If the Warriors don't make a decision, they just do nothing, that $8 million guarantees then. They can pay him $3 million now or tomorrow and just have him go away, and they would be free of that contract, only would have to pay $3 million there. But because of the luxury tax and all that, it really doesn't save them that much money. And the report also from Anthony Slater is that Kevon Looney will be back. The Warriors will fully guarantee his contract, and they will owe him $8 million for next season. That happens on Monday. We will know that by Monday at the latest. The other big date, as you talked about, the third domino, is Chris Paul. And Chris Paul's date is June 28th. $30 million. It's non-guaranteed right now. Before June 28th, which is a week from yesterday, so next Friday, or this coming Friday, the Warriors, up until that point, can just say, all right, bye-bye, Chris Paul, and they would owe him absolutely nothing. But if you are trying to acquire a big name, generally big names come with big money, and in order for the Warriors to acquire big money, you have to send out big money, because you are over the cap and you can't just outright sign someone while being over the cap this much. So the Warriors ship out Chris Paul and his $30 million, maybe another contract with it as well, and you get back somebody of similar value. And that's how you could go about, you know, acquiring a new big name player that makes a lot of money. You need that Chris Paul slot to make it work, or at least it makes it work much easier.
Yeah.
Now, also what's interesting is the Warriors and Chris Paul, they can talk amongst themselves and agree to push that date back. So there's a chance that June 28th ultimately is not the date that Chris Paul's contract comes due. They can agree and push that date back into July, and both teams might have a reason to do so, because if the Warriors are saying, hey, Chris, you're not going to be a Warrior, let's like try to figure out the best outcome for everybody. Let's try to get you somewhere that maybe you want to be. Let's agree to push this date off and give us all a little bit more time to figure things out. Now, on the flip side there, Evan, if you're Klay Thompson, that just means you might have to be waiting even longer. And he's clearly already frustrated that he's had to wait this long. The Warriors have had every opportunity to negotiate with Klay. He is their free agent. They can talk to him. No other team can right now, yet they haven't offered him a contract. If the Warriors continue or agree with Chris Paul to push off his guaranteed contract date, Klay would have to wait even longer.
And I think the Warriors, again, they're kind of calling his bluff. You know, if he's someone that is prideful and sees the Warriors' offer or lack of an offer as disrespectful and wants to go out and test free agency, they're saying, well, just go for it. You know, that's
fine.
Guest. You know, we appreciate everything you've done here. We love you. But right now you just don't fit. And I think they can hide behind the shield of the second apron, which it also appears like, not just from Slater's story, but from the contracts and moves we've seen so far, there's a lot of other teams that are afraid of the second apron too.
I would understand why.
Exactly. I don't think that we're going to see these, you know, 4 or 5 year deals just willy-nilly maxing out different players, even if you can pay the tax, just because you're going to get hit in other areas. You're not going to be able to make moves the way you want to. There's going to be restrictions, and the Warriors are afraid of that, but I think other teams are too. And so I think that's also why, you know, the report about Klay Thompson, Orlando wanting him for 1 year, or Philadelphia not necessarily being in on Klay Thompson. It doesn't seem like whether Klay Thompson tests free agency and goes somewhere else, or if he stays in Golden State, Klay Thompson's going to have to swallow his pride this summer. Like, I don't think he's going to get what he wants or what he feels like he deserves. And the Warriors right now are not necessarily in a position to give him what he wants. And I understand why. It what does suck about it is Clay, who might be the most affable of the big three, you take a look at his entire career, has to be the guy that falls on the sword.
Yeah.
Because just a year ago, Draymond Green got $100 million.
4 years.
Or three with a player option. You're assuming he's going to opt into that because he'll be 37 years old and probably won't be worth $25 million.
Exactly.
So it sucks that Klay Thompson has to be the first guy that is going to have to swallow his pride. But by all indications, that's what it's looking like if he wants to remain a Warrior.
I think it's a good point. Like, there is the Warriors side of this, and it's purely business, and you can understand it. But I don't think it's fair to point Klay out as, like, the villain. Like, Klay, come on, just accept less. Like,
no.
It's also completely understandable why Klay would be pretty damn upset by all of this. I won four championships with you. I tore my ACL and Achilles. I tore my ACL trying to keep us in a finals game and then rehabbing, ready to get back. I tear my Achilles. I fight all the way back. I helped you win another championship. I lead the league in three-pointers made, not this most recent season, but the previous one. Klay has every reason to be upset, and I don't blame him. Klay, go out and get every dollar that you possibly can. What really sucks for Klay, and maybe ultimately it's a good thing for the Warriors, and maybe we'll look back at this as a good thing, but what sucks for Klay is maybe he's not as valued around the league as he thought, as we all thought. You were right. I mean, Bobby Marks said, oh, probably around $30 million a year. That seems like absolute crazy talk now. Absolutely crazy right now. And there's so many teams, you're right, that are scared about the second apron and losing draft picks and making, you know, paying dollar for dollar in salary tax what you'd be paying in just the roster bonuses and everything that you'd be paying out anyway. Like, it is an unfortunate reality for Klay Thompson, and this latest report makes it seem like a reality. And there's another line here from this Anthony Slater piece via The Athletic. And if you're just joining us, Anthony Slater has reported that not only are talks frozen between Klay and the Warriors now, but the Warriors haven't even made Klay an offer this offseason. One more piece from Slater, and I quote, "The Warriors have actively been searching for paths to larger scale upgrades using Chris Paul's non-guaranteed $30 million contract as a flexible tool." So that goes into exactly what you're saying, Evan. The Warriors, Klay Thompson is nowhere near their priority because they have, in their mind, bigger fish to fry. And the bigger fish to fry is potentially using Chris Paul's contract, which becomes guaranteed in 6 days, potentially, to make a deal work for another big name guy. They're working against the clock, and Klay is nowhere on their radar right now.
Yeah, and the Warriors, I'm not sure if they don't use Chris Paul's contract for a trade, I'm not sure if they're actually going to be able to spend that money the way that they want. The thing with Klay also, too, is I think we have to keep in mind the actions of the Warriors, which he's also probably perceiving towards him right now as being disrespectful. Not number one, because he thinks he's a champion. He played 77 games last year, whatever he was proud of, and, you know, was a guy that was able to move to the bench, come back. Klay Thompson still thinks that he's a quality player, but let's leave that aside. You think Klay is great, or you think Klay is a scrub or somewhere in between, doesn't really matter. What the Warriors have done the last now two off seasons, they gave Jordan Poole a 4-year, $140 million extension. They gave Andrew Wiggins a 4-year, $109 extension. And they gave Draymond Green essentially a 4-year, $100 million extension.
Yep.
Klay's probably just sitting there like, where's my bag?
It's my turn, right?
Where's my bag?
Yep.
He's coming off a 5-year max contract. He knows he's not going to get $40+ million a year, but he's saying, you gave 140 to a guy who's not on the team anymore. You gave 109 to a guy who may or may not be on the team, depending on the month. And you gave 100 to a guy that could stay on the floor because of his own actions. Where's my bag? I feel like that's totally reasonable if you're in Klay's shoes to wonder, where is my money? And the Warriors have not even offered him any money, have not offered him any years from the report from Anthony Slater.
Yeah.
I would be pretty pissed about that if I was him.
Yeah, not only not a 3-year deal, which he was reportedly looking for, not only not a 2-year deal, which we previously thought was on the table, that was at least the offer in the beginning of the season. Maybe the Warriors would offer less money. It was 2 for 48. The report was late in the offseason last year that he declined. But not only it's not that amount of money, it's not even 2 years, and it's not even a one-year deal. They haven't offered him anything.
No, they haven't, and it doesn't appear that they will.
It makes sense why, you know, we found out late last week, that Klay unfollowed the Warriors on Instagram, and he deleted a bunch of photos of him in Warriors gear, and we were talking, well, is he actually upset, or is this a negotiation tactic? Is he pulling a Deebo Samuel, right? Is he pulling a Brandon Ayuk? Is he just upset and trying to make more money? No, maybe it was, I'm done with these guys because they haven't even offered me a contract at all yet. And I've won 4 championships here. If I was in Klay's spot, I would be upset too. No doubt about it.
No, and I think that the YouTube chat powered by First NorCal Credit Union brings up a good point from Haruku Hitoki. You know, you just stated 3 bad contracts by the Warriors. They don't need to make it 4. That's true. Like that, but that's the Warriors' prerogative. Klay Thompson's is just reading the body language and saying, well, you paid these guys. You've always paid me. Shouldn't you pay me again? And the Warriors are saying, well, yeah, but in a way, the Warriors, to the chat's point, are telling on themselves. They're telling us by not having anything for Klay, not even offering him a number or a year to Klay Thompson, that, yeah, we made some poor choices. Like, we shouldn't have given Jordan Poole that money. We maybe shouldn't have given Andrew Wiggins that money. And I don't know why we gave 4 years to Draymond Green at this point, but the train's got to stop somewhere. And I'm sorry, but Klay, TikTok, your time's up. Like, you just happen to be the guy that's next up. And because of our own mistakes, it feels like he's the guy that's catching the short end of the stick.
No doubt about it. And my mind goes to, okay, what would happen and what would the Warriors offseason look like if Klay accepted the 2-for-48 extension before last season?
I mean, they'd probably just move off of Chris Paul to get under the apron.
And then they wouldn't really have any room to do anything else.
No, because you wouldn't be able to combine salaries because you would be at or above the second apron. Or you'd be right near there. And I think maybe that's why the Warriors, the 24 was an important number to them, because that gets them right
just under the second
to about 190, which is the second apron this upcoming season.
So maybe that ultimately would have been looked at as another bad contract if it happened. Because if they had $24 million a year tied up to Klay right now, you say bye to Chris Paul, you get nothing back for him, and you're looking at potentially having to package up a couple of pieces that are valuable to you in terms of actually playing major minutes to get anyone in return, and how are you getting any better that way?
Yeah, and it's tough. I mean, obviously Poole and Wiggins were rewarded after winning a championship. Draymond was rewarded a year, or the year, I guess, they made the conference semis. I mean, you could poke holes in any of those deals.
Yeah.
And I think now it's just, they're number one, they're 2 years removed from a championship, but like, I'm not sure any of those three guys get the money they do if they're coming off a season in which they missed the postseason. It doesn't, like, I don't think that the 0-for-10 has as much to do with it at all.
No.
It just has to do with the fact that the Warriors as a team, because Klay played a ton of games, but he obviously wasn't able to impact winning enough for them to not be a 10 seed.
Yeah. I mean, you just simply can't run it back. And for better or worse, Klay, because of what his contract would likely be, at least at this stage of the offseason, Klay kind of, in a way, represents running it back. Like, it's difficult for the Warriors to go out and change who they are if they pay Klay $20 million a year. Like, it just becomes more difficult for them to do that. So, in a sense, Klay kind of represents running it back, and the Warriors simply can't run it back. It's sad because Klay is a legend and he's always going to be a Warriors fan favorite, and he won 4 championships here, and who knows what the future holds. Maybe he ultimately does sign for less than he wanted and he comes back and he rides off into the sunset with Steph and Dre, and they're all Warriors for life. We'll find out. But what is particularly interesting and maybe telling, and it gives us an insight into Klay Thompson's mind, and while, you know, it's maybe not a good thing to do, trying to dive into a professional athlete's mind and want to respect his boundaries, but what Anthony Slater wrote near the end of this latest report, Evan, it's on The Athletic. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game insider, Warriors insider here on 95.7 The Game. He was talking about how maybe Klay's market is going to be a little bit smaller and not as promising as previously expected. So he says, quote, that might lead some to presume that that'll lead back to an inevitable reunion with the Warriors at a rate both sides are comfortable. But that's not necessarily the case, writes Anthony Slater. Even if the Warriors eventually approach Thompson with a competitive offer, matching or exceeding the money in years, it has become increasingly conceivable, according to league sources, that Thompson will decide to leave regardless, searching for a new, fresh start in a different environment. So the Warriors here, not only, Evan, are they calling maybe the market's bluff in terms of what they might be willing to offer Klay Thompson, but they're also potentially signaling Klay comes back, Klay doesn't come back. It's not a make or break moment for us. We understand that we might be frustrating Klay off enough to the point where he might not come back regardless. And the Warriors have probably made the decision that, okay, if that happens, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, and again, I just think it signals that the Warriors are not looking at Klay Thompson as the contract or the piece or the re-signing that will make or break their offseason. He is, if he wants to be, a part of it. I think that also Malik Monk probably hurt Klay a little bit for multiple reasons. Number one, I don't think a lot of people consider Klay Thompson right now to be better than Malik Monk, even though he comes off the bench. Okay, so Malik Monk is making less than $20 million a year. Clearly, Malik Monk didn't feel like he could get more than $20 million for 4 years from a different location.
Yep.
That's also revealing about the market in that if Klay Thompson chooses to test it, and it appears that he will because the Warriors haven't said anything, that he's not going to be able to get more than $20 million over the course of 3 or 4 years. And there's more reason to believe that Malik Monk could stay healthy and be effective, if not get better, over the course of 4 years than obviously Klay Thompson is going to be 35 next season. So I think it is a little revealing about the market. And if you're the Warriors, you have even more reason just to stand pat, and you have even more reason just to kind of sit on your hands and say, you know, Klay, basically figure out or tell us what you're worth. And you're going to tell us what you're worth by going out and negotiating with another team. And, you know, like I just feel like it's kind of the Warriors are setting themselves up so that if Klay comes back, it's because he has no other option. But if he leaves, it's going to be because that's what he wants. It's on his own accord. So I think it is as much about the actual basketball aspect of things as it is about the optics, because you can't be seen as a franchise that essentially pushes a legend out the door. And I don't necessarily view it like that because they're coming off a bad season. Klay hasn't been the same player. And also the market is not telling us that Klay Thompson is worth as much as I'm sure he thinks he is.
It's going to be an interesting offseason because...
I mean, do you feel like the Warriors, when you read that, do you feel like the Warriors are kind of pushing him out the door? Maybe that's something we can get into on the other side for our final segment.
Yeah, maybe. I think at the very least, they are okay with him leaving. I think in a vacuum, they would want him back. Like, they think they're a better basketball team with him on the roster. They desperately need shooting. Like, they need shooting. And while Klay has kind of had an up and down season, most recent season shooting wise, it's not like he was terrible from deep. We hold him to such a high standard because he's the second greatest shooter to ever live. But you know, he's still a pretty decent shooter, and the Warriors without him become very bad as a shooting team. Like, you got Steph and you got no one else that consistently can hit the three. You need shooters, and Klay is your easiest path to getting a pretty good shooter. And I know a lot of Warrior fans will balk at that and say, well, he was terrible last year. He wasn't terrible. For his standards, not great, but he wasn't terrible. But they need shooting. But I think the Warriors are at the very least, Evan, saying if he walks, it's not going to make or break whether or not we have a successful offseason. They think that there is much more room to improve elsewhere, and not having Klay on the roster, not having his contract on the roster, makes that move that much easier.
No, I don't think they view Klay Thompson not being back as taking a step back. Otherwise, I think there would be negotiations,
yes,
and talks.
No doubt.
If Klay Thompson is on the team next year, great. If he's not, there's no reason.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.